This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, we're going to do a tax story now that's a little bit public policy, a little bit personal economy, and a little bit the law of very much intended political consequences. Residents of New York City pay some of the highest taxes in the country, in return for which they have some of the most expensive public services in the country. A $10 billion police force, 24/7 public transit when it works, guaranteed shelters for the homeless, and a public health care corporation as well. The city also has one of the most progressive tax systems around. The more you have, the more you pay. In fact, the top 1% of that city's economic pyramid pays nearly half of the city's income taxes. Except now there is a new federal tax law that you might have heard of. Marketplace's Ryan Kyloff explains what's going on.
Diane Gilman was born in California in 1945.
I came from an era where the word career woman, I mean, that hadn't even been invented yet. And yet from the time I was about 3 years old, I knew exactly what I wanted to do.
At the store with her mom, she saw a 17 magazine.
Teenage model takes over Fifth Avenue in New York. And I remember pulling my mother's coat and I said, you see that? That's going to be me. I'm going to live on Fifth Avenue in a big, beautiful home. Took a while.
Gilman moved to New York at age 30 to work in fashion. She was a department store clerk during the day and a waitress at night, designed clothes on the side, and had her career ups and downs. She was almost 50 when she made it.
It was beyond my wildest dreams.
Gilman was invited to sell her denim line on the Home Shopping Network.
I am now the longest living fashion personality on teleretailing.
24 years and counting. She says her line, DG2, clears about $100 million a year, and she takes home more than 1.5. Last year, at age 71, Gilman finally got her big, beautiful home on Fifth Avenue, just like she told her mother.
And the pleasure I got from saying, oh, what apartment do you live in? Penthouse! Did I say that loud enough? Penthouse! That was like the real dream come true. And now Donald Trump is probably going to take that away from me.
Under the new tax law, Gilman says she'll pay nearly 20% more after taking a hit on the state and local and mortgage interest deductions. She knows how it sounds when she complains.
So a few snooty elites in New York and San Francisco have to pay more taxes. Big deal. Who cares about them?
Republicans tend to agree with that. But as it turns out, her state and local governments care very much.
It is an economic civil war.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo last week.
This could cause people to leave the state of New York, and it could reduce our ability to attract business.
Losing that deduction is going to raise taxes on the, you know, upper income taxpayers hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
Bob Willens is a high-end tax lawyer in New York, and he's talking about the loss of the state and local income tax deduction. He says talk of leaving the city is more common and more serious than he's ever seen it. In the past, studies showed that only around 3% of the wealthy actually followed through on threats to flee high taxes. But Willens says this time feels different.
We've never had a situation quite like this one where such an important deduction was taken away.
And because the rich provide such a high proportion of New York's tax revenue, even a few high-net-worth individuals leaving can be felt in local budgets. And that's before you get to the question of whether businesses will now build or expand into high-tax communities. Take Amazon and its search for a new headquarters, for example.
There were sort of cascading effects.
Michael Jacobson at the City University of New York says beyond money leaving New York or deciding not to come here, the drain on revenue from the new tax law will come from other indirect angles.
People will be spending less money to make up for the additional taxes they have to pay.
That'll reduce sales tax revenue. A Moody's report says now that the deductions on property taxes and mortgage interest are limited, housing prices in Manhattan could drop nearly 10% next year, which will hit property tax revenue.
It comes at you from so many directions that it can only be bad.
Jacobson says in response, governments will have to cut services or raise taxes. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has been pushing hard for a so-called millionaire's tax.
He's going to have a revolution on his hands if he raises taxes.
When I tell Diane Gilman people in her tax bracket provide nearly half the city's income tax revenue, she says she feels blessed. But at the end of the day, she still wants a lower tax bill. So she's exploring the idea of a new penthouse in Tampa. On Fifth Avenue, I'm Ryan Kyloff for Marketplace.